Case number 9834, Dennis J. and Carol M. Rose, south corner of Oceanside Drive and Bayside Drive, being lot 19 within C-Town Development. A variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements.
State your full name and address, sir.
Seth L. Thompson, that's S-E-T-H, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
It's he's an attorney.
Oh, you're an attorney?
You're an attorney. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Getting younger every day.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. I promise. I won't make any misrepresentations.
No.
Basically, I'm here on behalf of my firm, Hudson Jones, J. Work & Fisher, and Dennis and Carol Rose. We're seeking a variance from a rear setback and a side setback. Basically, I have copies. Just to run through the standard, what we're dealing with, the property is a corner lot, and when it was being built in 1997, I guess they were putting a deck on the existing, on the second floor roof that had already been built, and what they did, the deck doesn't overhang the second floor, but they used the eave of the second floor to attach the deck. So again, the deck doesn't extend beyond the eave, but it is on the eave, which of course is a little bit, it's actually 0.6 feet into the setback. And that's on two sides. So again, and you can see from the pictures that they weren't trying to expand the deck into the setback. They were merely trying to use the eave in order to support the railings and have the deck cover that part of the roof. So in terms of unnecessary hardship and exceptional practical difficulty, what would need to be done to bring it into compliance for the 0.6 feet on each side was the rails would need to be removed and the deck itself would need to be removed. Several builders were contacted, and this looks like it's going to be a minimum of about $5,000. In addition, it's going to expose more of that second floor roof, and they're going to have to build it not into the end of the eave, but into more the middle of the roof. basically, the deck I consider to be an essential part of reasonable use of the property. Basically, it's in a nice area where they have nice views of Sussex County. A lot of the houses in the neighborhood have decks for that very purpose. So, so in terms of in keeping with the essential character of the neighborhood, I certainly think it does that. The Roses purchased the property in January of this year. The deck, again, had already been in existence for 10 years. A certificate of occupancy was issued when the house was built back in 1997. the need for the variance wasn't noticed until very recently when, in conjunction with the purchase of the property, and then an application was immediately put in. There haven't been any complaints over the past 10 years. Again, the neighbors have decks for the purpose of enjoying the views. Really, there are only two neighborhoods because it is there are only two neighbors because it's this corner lot, and it's kind of built back into the corner. itself, this 0.6 feet on the two sides doesn't obstruct the neighbor's views to any real measurable degree. I don't think it would be detrimental to the public welfare in the sense that it's on the third floor deck. It's not going to be an attractive nuisance, and it is already in existence. It's not overhanging the second floor, the second floor roof. I think it's the minimum variance needed just based on the fact that it is already in existence. And it had been there 9.5 years before the applicant became the owner of the property, and we think that's the lease modification. They're not looking to expand it, of course.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Are there any questions from members of the board on this particular case? Mr. Webber? Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9834. It's been there for 9.5 years. And it's certainly will affect the character of the neighborhood.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9834. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes. I apologize for not knowing you. Do you play golf?
I do play golf.
I don't know you.
Because he plays well.
I'm not good, but I should make that clear. Thank you.
Thank you.